If I could talk, the stories I could tell is the Bill Elder Podcast on this 27th day of October 2010. John Cleese turned 71 today. Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran is 52. Nanette Fabre is 90. You Bet Your Life, the radio show with Groucho Marx, premiered on ABC in 1947. I get a lot of questions about YouTube, just through personal messages or however. And by the way, I'm the wrong person to ask these things because you don't really think of me as being a successful YouTuber. I'm the only ACB member that's not partnered. So I think I'm the only YouTuber that's not partnered. But in my defense, I sort of did the math and I started watching how I did videos. And when you are partnered, it really kind of limits what you can do. And I decided that for the $2 I would make a year off of the thing, it really wouldn't be worth it for me. So, there you go. But I had, usually people ask, the most asked question is how long should a video be? I think that really depends on the YouTuber. And for me, I don't like to do anything beyond 4 minutes. I get nervous after 4 minutes. And typically, some of my videos have gone for 4.5 and 5 minutes. Really not much longer than 4.5, because I think the attention span for what I do is kind of limited on that. Now, if you're really a great communicator, like Miles Dyer can talk for ages, and he has this ability to just put things together as he's going and make it really interesting and compelling. So anyway, happy Halloween to you, by the way. And speaking of videos, I hope to have the Halloween video up on October 31st. Why? Because my city has decided to have Halloween on Saturday and not Sunday, because somehow Halloween would be an affront to God. I guess forgetting that Halloween is All Hallows Eve, which is actually a religious holiday, which precedes All Saints Day. And a lot of times, this happens in my town, and it's just amazing to me. A lot of people don't allow their kids to go out trick-or-treating, but they'll have something at their church, like Jesus Give Me Candy or something, where they go and dress up there, and they're in a safe atmosphere. So there's so much in life I don't understand. People ask me, too. I used to do this thing where I would sit on my porch and saw my leg. It was a fake wooden leg that I used for years, and I have a video that has that on it. But I came to the conclusion that when I turned 55, it was creepy to be on my porch and saw my leg. Now, back when I was in my 30s and 40s, it was okay. When I was on radio and had all these people listening, it was kind of hysterical. And the kids came up and they just laughed at it. But I noticed the last 2 or 3 years, and I didn't do it last year, and I don't think I did it the year before, but kids are a little tentative about things like that. It used to be the kids around here would just laugh and throw things at me, but we live in a different time. So I thought, well, I'll just be like everybody else and open the door and hand out candy. So what I do is put a camera up behind me as I'm handing out candy, and it will be a part of the video, which it is every year, and it'll be a lot of fun. I always look forward to this. Probably one of my favorite videos to do, and I'll telescope that I have a suspecting co-host and a special treat for the podcast listeners. It's My Name is Chrisia. So, and it's really funny. It's really funny. So, Sunday, October 31st, Halloween, it'll be online. And we'll see you tomorrow.